I'm writing this at 6 p.m. It's a Friday and the light's fading. I'm at my desk, your desk, staring at a blank page on my monitor, your monitor. I've a hollow sensation in my stomach, filled with what feels like 9 parts disappointment and 1 part panic. When you get this letter, it's 7 a.m. in the morning. This morning, to be precise. The morning of a day you've cleared to be a writing day. The day, this day, is yet to begin. There's a full 11 hours to go before you, or I, will find ourselves staring at a blank page in front of us, wondering what happened to bring things to this point. Here's a word or two of advice, from me to you, or rather, from me to I. If you follow them, you might just find that instead of doing what I'm doing and sitting here at 6 o'clock, staring at a blank page on your monitor, you are dusting off a first draft of chapter one of your new novel, before standing from your desk, heading downstairs, cracking open a beer, stepping into the garden, throwing back your head and gazing serenely at the sky. Let's get started. Don't, at 7 a.m, decide it's essential to make a cup of tea and take it into the garden where, still in your pyjamas, you realise that the most constructive thing you could possibly do at that precise moment is fetch a pair of gardening gloves and deadhead the Michaelmas daisies. Then, going back inside, don't, at 8 a.m, notice quite how sticky the recycling bin is getting. So sticky, in fact, that you should fetch the e-cover liquid, a pair of rubber gloves and a stiff sponge and get scrubbing. Moreover, don't, on replacing the recycling bin, notice the complete short stories of Flannery O'Connor resting on the kitchen table and think you'll just take a look at the first one to get a clearer sense of her writing than you got the last time you read them. On no account should you, 2.5 hours later, raise your head from said complete short stories of Flannery O'Connor and, noticing with a small shock what the time is, decide to have some boiled eggs on toast. If, like I did, you make every single one of those cardinal errors, you absolutely must not decide that there's no point starting to write as late in the day as 3 p.m, and that you may as well walk into town to collect your bike from the repair shop. And if, returning from the shop, you should happen to stand in the kitchen and glance at the clock, try your absolute hardest to see the 45 minutes remaining until 6 p.m. as, instead of as good as worthless, ones which are ripe with opportunity and best used by running upstairs, switching on the computer and opening a new Word document, which you call Chapter 1.